1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.25%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.25 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Get in the zone.
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, it could be living on borrowed time. And they always seem to fail at the worst possible time. So get yours checked today, free, at AutoZone. And if you need a new one, get Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough and built with patented technologies, so you can count on them all year long in any weather. And they're only at AutoZone. So get your battery tested today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois' home of the world famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the Giant.
So it's the Giant Patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
Oh, O'Reilly.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Starting February 5th, listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. Coming to Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh,
we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of.
I don't like that feeling.
So if you stand up, we're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well. Good afternoon and welcome to the Groundhog Day, the dumbest day that we recognize in all the year. I can't think of a dumber thing than the whole groundhog thing. Because quite frankly, we're going to have six more weeks of winter no matter what happens. It's only February 2nd.
We haven't had any winter yet.
When has winter ever ended before mid-March? Never. So enjoy it. Better yet, enjoy the movie. It is a great... The Bill Murray. When Bill Murray was funny. And then before he decided, I don't want to be funny anymore, Groundhog Day. We're brought to you by the Missouri Coin Company.
Hey!
We'll tell you what they do and how well they do it after we tell you who runs the control board. That would be Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not currently hearing from your advisor,
need a hearing aid.
Well, that, and you might need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
She was in the dental chair as late as 2:45, got up and immediately came here. Most people would have gone either home or gotten a room in a hospital to recuperate. No, not this woman. She came right in here, and I said, wow, Tina, weren't you just at the dentist? And she said, that's true, the book. Tina Del Piez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, maybe you could get a temporary gig as Mrs. Foster Brooks.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Let's see. I believe Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to say happy birthday to a guy I've known since I was 2 years old, Mark Brown. It's his birthday today.
But you didn't know at two that you knew him. Because
no.
At two, you don't really know anything.
No.
And you have no memory of being his buddy at two.
No. No, not really. But we have pictures of each other.
To prove. To prove.
Yes, we have pictures.
That you've been buddies since two. Well, that's nice that you're still friends. Either that or you just made it up to make people think you have friends. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Why would you do that?
What?
Rat Boy said that he, since the age of two, he still has a piece of what?
Cheese.
Cheese that he had when he was 2 years old.
Oh, well, that's a good story.
Wow.
And a funny one.
Yes. Yeah.
You come up with some funny stuff.
Boy, he's on fire.
I'll tell you, he is funny. How about Bruce Limperst and the All-Boy Orchestra?
You.
Who do you think is the first little friend that you can remember having? How far back does your memory go? The first kid you remember that was a friend? Can you?
I still have friends that I hang out with regularly. We play softball and bowling together from kindergarten.
Kindergarten?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty. How about you, Tina?
I was probably 3 or 4, and it was my next-door neighbor, Butchie.
Butchie?
Butchie?
That's why I called him Butchie.
A boy or a girl?
It was a boy.
A boy?
I said boy.
At 4.5 or 5, there was a little girl named Mary Lou, and we walked into kindergarten together. So I was about 5, because I went to, no, I was about 4, because I went to first grade when I was 5. That's the first person I remember as sort of a little friend, because I remember she cried. Because there was a dog barking, and she was afraid of dogs.
Oh.
So that's.
I still remember the girl I had the first kiss to in kindergarten too.
Oh, I remember.
You got an early on the lips.
Yeah,
I remember the first kiss I got.
We
was,
got underneath the table, the classroom table. We both. Yeah.
You know that I did not kiss a girl on the lips till I was 16.
Really?
I'm almost embarrassed to say.
Well, you kissed the mirror in practice.
I practiced on the mirror,
but
I didn't really kiss a girl till I was 16 years old.
My first kiss was second grade, Dana.
Yeah.
I remember her name.
How about you, Tina, on the
fourth grade.
Look at me, loser. 16.
You're just a late bloomer.
Unbelievable.
Now you have sex.
I had my first one at 5. I didn't have my second one until I was 28, though. I had a long dry spell in between.
Did you just say I had sex with Terry Daly?
No. I don't know anything about that.
Well, you're not going to. You're not going to either. We're brought to you by the Missouri Coin Company. Now, see, if you do that in your head every time, and I want you to even do it in your head when you hear other coin and coin places and places that buy jewelry. Just ignore whatever the name is, and just to yourself, do the Missouri Coin Company, and then you'll know that you're going to the place that we endorse and are proud to endorse, and a place with an incredible reputation that they've taken over 30 years to build, a reputation for giving people what things are worth and not scamming you and cheating you, which is very easy to do in this business, especially with gold and silver doing what it's doing now in the economy. Oh, a lot of people are in the gold and silver and jewelry business who have no business being there, and they're only there for one reason, because they know they can cheat you and you won't know the difference. If you walk in and you bring your jewelry and go, what is this worth? They go, well, you know, it's only worth this much. And you say, well, surely it's worth more. Well, first of all, you'll see, don't call me Shirley. And then they'll say, well, and then they'll have some cockamamie excuse as to why it's not worth what you thought it was worth. The Missouri Coin Company will absolutely give you what it's worth. Gold content is what it is. If it's what you take in is 14 or 18, obviously the 18 is going to have more gold content than 14 carat, and on and on and on. And then there are collectible things and precious stones and things that may not by content be worth anything, but because of their rarity, their collectible value, be worth a lot more than you would think. They buy necklaces and earrings and rings and bracelets and pins and coins and stamps and commemoratives, and then, of course, they sell. I am holding on to my silver coins, because I talked to Matt McCormick about it, and I'm waiting for the magic 30 mark. Every day I go on and I check, and I see what silver is doing. It's about 23 or 4 today. When it hits 30 for the buy rate on those particular coins, I'm taking my bag of coins in. If you don't know anything at all about this stuff, then you need to know the name Missouri Coin Company. If you're an expert at it, you need to know the Missouri Coin Company, because you two will speak the same language. And if you'd like to get started, maybe you want to buy a gold coin or two, these would be the people to talk to. And other than that, I think you need the website, which is really very, very easy, mocoin.com. That's mocoin.com, as in the Missouri Coin Company. All right, Groundhog Day. Oh, yesterday, congratulations, Channel 5. Yesterday morning, I didn't get a chance to mention it during the show, but I saved my note. I'm walking through the house yesterday morning, and I hear and see on the screen KSDK Channel 5 breaking traffic news.
No way.
We have gotten to the point where breaking news is absolutely meaningless. So if there is a breaking news story, we're not going to pay any attention to it, because everything's a breaking news story. And here's what the story was. I stopped and I turned around the TV. Oh, breaking traffic news. And it was a truck. You all probably saw it or heard about it. It was a truck overturned on the side of the road. And they had a live shot. The truck had obviously overturned a couple of hours before.
With boxes all over the place?
I didn't see any boxes. I just saw a truck overturn, and traffic was zooming by. Nothing was blocked. No lane was blocked. It was traffic just whoosh, whoosh. And they said traffic's moving along smoothly, but it was breaking traffic news.
Wow.
A truck that had been overturned for quite a while.
That's
please
awesome.
Stop that. Let's all of you TV stations stop doing
yesterday
that.
On Channel 2, I was watching, and April Simpson was doing a story about this new wood that they've treated now, and it looks red, but it can prevent fire. Like if the wood catches on fire, it can put itself out.
Oh, that's...
And she said, and she also said it will termites cannot get to it.
Termites. Whoa. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I called them termites.
Yeah, termites.
I hate termites.
I backed the DVR up a couple times to.
And see, that's what I do too, just because I don't want to accuse anybody falsely. So I backed
right.
up, and sure enough, it was as dumb as I thought. Kathy Lee and Hoda. If you don't know what this is, these are two chicks on Channel 5. It's an extension of the Today Show. And they sit there and they drink wine and they talk girl talk. And Kathy Lee, every once in a while, will write a sappy song. Kathy Lee Gifford thinks she's a great singer and songwriter, and she's not. She's pretty good, maybe mediocre. Today, I happened to catch, I catch lots of bits and pieces of things, and I saw these two with, it was a mom and a daughter. Now, I came in before the horrible, sad, tragic story. Apparently, this girl had some horrible thing happen, because they kept talking about the pain she had endured, and that she was a warrior, and she fought through it, and she had survived. And she's turning that horrible life into something positive. And I thought, man, what horrible thing did I miss out on? And then Kathy Lee says, I have co-written a song, and it will be performed now. And then some singer sings this song that any of us could have written. Now, I'll give you an example. The song was something like, let's say that that Peon had just gone through a terrible, terrible part of his life. Peon, you're a warrior. You have seen it through. Peon, you're a warrior. If you could do what you do. You know, that kind of thing. And I could keep going, and it would be about
good.
As good. Thank you. Thank you. It would be about as good as her song. Now, the mom and the daughter are dabbing tears, and Kathy Lee is dabbing tears. And when it was over, they said, there's not a dry eye in the studio. And in light of what you've been through, no one deserves this more than you. And I'm not kidding. They proceeded to give them two nights at some place.
Ooh.
And I thought, two nights?
Wow.
We've been on vacation. You don't even get unpacked and comfortable until the third day. So they're going to fly them somewhere, and they get kind of a quick look at it, and then out of here.
Out of here.
Nights at the Red Roof Inn.
No, it was a Caribbean place.
Oh, a Caribbean place?
Two nights. I thought, man.
Geez.
What horrible thing must you have to have happen to you to get a week?
Wow.
Whatever she went through wasn't bad enough, I guess. All right, petroleum jelly. I call it Vaseline, even though it's a brand name. Somebody has put out a list of 26 things you can do with Vaseline. I'm not going to go through all 26. I'll just zip through here. You can use it for, it says, emergency makeup. This doesn't sound very pretty to me. It says if you're on the run and, oh no, you're out of your favorite shade of eyeshadow, what do? Well, you make your own eyeshadow. You add a bit of food coloring to Vaseline and then put it on your eyelids.
So you're out of shadow, but you
but
have
you've got food coloring.
Well, oh, it said if you're on the run. I guess if you're at home, it would be.
Well, do you have food coloring at home?
No.
I don't have any food coloring.
I don't either. It says it's a quick way to make stopgap blush, lipstick, or eyeshadow. So that sounds like some good-looking lipstick, doesn't it? You put Vaseline on your lips, and then you put food coloring in the... I don't know how you're...
And what... the only food coloring I've ever seen is, like, red and yellow and
blue and green.
What are you...
Like Easter eggs.
What are you going to do? Oh, I guess you can mix it.
All right, ladies, you can use Vaseline to lengthen the life of perfume. It says, let's say you've got a great scent that you like to wear, but, uh-oh, you're down to, like, a drop of it. What are you going to do? You put Vaseline on your pulse points. This is a big thing for women, the pulse points. Tina, explain what those are.
I think it's your wrists and then like behind your ears or something.
Exactly. And it has to do with the blood flow and veins or arteries or something.
Is that what it is?
I think it
and it's supposed to make your perfume smell.
Well, it says dab Vaseline or petroleum jelly, I'll call it Vaseline, on your pulse points. Then you put the perfume on that. And now it says you can dance the night away and the perfume won't fade.
Wow.
How about that?
That's something.
Wild eyebrow hairs. I have one of those. It says if you have runaway eyebrows, you can put petroleum jelly on your brows and they will lie down and behave.
Oh.
But you will look like a goofy, greased up eyebrow.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Like grow cream.
It says if you're thinking of buying the no tear shampoo for your little kid, you know, no more tears, Johnsonville, it says forget about it. If you have some Vaseline, you have the solution. Rub a fair amount of Vaseline on your little baby's eyebrows, and it will keep the shampoo from running into the little child's eyes.
That's sweet.
Eyebrow. All right. Shower curtain with those shower rings.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that's what John Candy was, a salesman.
Yes.
Shower ring salesman.
Plane, trains, and automobiles.
It says if you will lubricate the curtain rod with Vaseline.
Lubricate the rod with
Vaseline. The curtain will just slide right.
Oh,
no more sticking, squeaking rings. Let's see, what else do they have here? Ah, getting out lipstick stains. This is something that I have to worry about a lot of nights when I go home.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I got some
lipstick stains. All the chicks here.
Yeah.
It says dot the lipstick stain. It's before you wash them. Blot it with Vaseline. And then wash it as usual, and the lipstick will come right out.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't make any sense, but I guess it's true. Oh, here's a good one. I think we all have this problem. I know a lot of times when my wife, we have people over and she's cooked a big dinner for the way home. If you use candlesticks and you light them, sometimes when you take the candles out, inside the candle holder is a bunch of that wax.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have that. It says if you apply Vaseline to the insides of the candle holders before you put the candles in, the wax will all in one piece pop right out.
Wow.
There you go.
Hey, that's something like Ken
chewing gum under the bottom of a seat where the bottom is wood.
Mm-hmm.
You rub a Vaseline on there and just keep rubbing and keep rubbing. It will disintegrate the gum.
Wow.
This is some valuable information. Patent leather shoes. Petroleum jelly. Bring them right back to...
shiny?
Yeah, like glass.
I like that joke, too.
Leather... yeah, I do, too. Leather jackets. No, you don't need all that leather moisturizer and cream. Rub... this doesn't sound like it would look good to me. Rubbing Vaseline on a leather jacket. Does that sound...
and you'd have to put a probably, really small dab on there.
And rain, and it'll probably...
bounce off.
Yeah, keep rain off it.
Oh, here's a good one. A lid, a screw-on lid that sticks or is hard to open and close. Mm-hmm. Put a little Vaseline in there. Whoosh, right on.
Well, good
right
luck gripping it, then.
No, on,
well,
the,
no,
inside.
On the inside.
After you, oh,
got
it, yeah, after
the,
you get it out.
Thread.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, on that jacket, if you have Vaseline on your jacket, then you get in your car, won't the Vaseline get on the seat?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But if your seat's leather, two birds with one stone.
Yeah, there you go.
You just protected your seats. That's enough. We got it. We don't need any more of that. And real quickly, Facebook is, looks like they're going to go public here. Peon gave me this story. There's a graffiti artist who painted some of the walls at the Facebook headquarters in San Francisco. And in lieu of pay for his graffiti, when they go public, this artist, David Cho, will have Facebook stock worth, and again, this is a graffiti artist, $200 million.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a pretty good pay.
Once again, we are never in the right place at the right time. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
And you know that when he did all that graffiti artwork, he probably toyed, I don't know. I really need, look, I charge $5,000. I need to be paid. Look. Please, if you'll just take stock. And he probably wrestled with it. Okay. $200 million. That's what he's going to have. This is the story. It's a sad and tragic story, even though it is a joke, of a plane crash, a small plane that went down. It had 7 people on board, including the pilot. And once it is off the radar scope and the air traffic people realize there is a plane down in the mountains, they send out the rescue people, and they search, and they search, and they look. They look during the nighttime hours. They look during the daytime hours. They look during the nighttime hours. They round the clock. They look, and they look, and they look, and they're about to decide. All hope is lost. We may never find if there are even any survivors of this plane crash, and then one of the searchers sees something in the distance that catches the sunlight, and it's a piece of the fuselage of the plane. And he gets on his radio, and he radios to the... I found it! I found it! He gives them his location, and they rush over there. People from the NTSB, you know, that federal agency, they all come over, exhausted after having searched for any survivors. And there's one guy leaning, he's sitting on the ground, leaning against the fuselage, what's left of it, of this airplane, and he's alive. Everybody else was either, you know, killed in the plane crash, or they died waiting to be rescued. And the lead investigator walks over to him and says, "Are you the only survivor?" And he nods, yes, that he is. And next to him is a pile of bones.
Yeah.
And it is pretty obvious they're human bones. Not a few, but a lot of human bones. So the investigator starts interrogating him and questioning him right there on the scene and says, how in the world did you survive? I mean, it's so cold up here at night. He said, well, during the nighttime hours, I sort of curled up in a ball in the back part of what's left of the fuselage, and I was able to take from the victims their clothing and just cover myself just in a huge, giant ball of clothing. All of their clothes I was able to wrap myself in. And during the day, for liquid, for water, I took the glasses off one of the dead passengers and used it like a magnifying glass in the sun and melted snow. They said, wow. Well, what about the bones here? These look to us, and we've got experts with us, like human bones. It looks like you have eaten some of the other people on the plane. He said, I did. I did eat them. And he says, and from what we can tell, this is a pretty significant pile of bones. It looks like you might have eaten, as best we can tell, 3 or 4 people while you were here trying. He said, I ate 4 people. I will just tell you, I ate 4. They were dead. I ate 4 people. And the investigator says, my goodness, man, you ate 4. He says, hey, you do what you have to do to survive, okay? And the investigator said, yeah, but this plane just crashed 2 days ago.
With a look at traffic, here's Tim Gilbert in the Golden Oak Landing Traffic Center. Tim?
Yeah, still plenty of slow going out there. If you're southbound on 270, you're tapping the brakes anywhere from Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270 off on the right-hand shoulder just north of Dorset. It looked like we had something going on, some flashing lights getting some attention. That was causing people to hit their brakes a little bit. Westbound 6440, still crowded and slow from right about to Kings Highway all the way in through McCausland, then more tapping on the brakes from, 270 to Mason, Boone's Crossing the Long Road, over the Daniel Boone Bridge now to Highway K in St. Charles County. Southbound 170, that's going to be slow from the parkway all the way down to Galleria Parkway headed toward Highway 40. If you're westbound on 70, that slows Natural Bridge through Lindbergh headed past the airport there. And not too bad, actually, out in St. Charles County. Also some slow going leaving downtown westbound on 70 between Goodfellow and Lucas and Hunt. Westbound 44, that's crowded Grand through Vandeventer. And traffic is brought to you by the St. Louis Cardinal Baseball. See the MVP play like it in VIP. Cardinals all-inclusive tickets feature a full buffet, drinks, plus a great view of the game. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and start as low as $60. Get yours at cardinals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center in St. Louis, I'm Tim Gilbert on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle.
Now, did you know that one cabinet member does not attend the speech, known as the designated survivor?
Weekdays at noon.
Not kidding.
So if something should happen inside, there's someone left.
That's one of the things you learn in grade school.
Right.
That if something happens to the president, it's the vice president. Something happens to him, it's the Speaker of the House.
On the Big 550.
And then after that is Martin Sheen.
KTRS.
He has it!
It was one of the most dramatic postseasons in baseball history.
Breeze hits it in the air to center.
Get up, baby. Get up, baby. Get up.
We will see you tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. David Breeze has just sent us in the game number 7.
The Cardinals won their 11th World Championship in 2011, and now they're going for 12 and 12. Fans, right now, you can guarantee to see the action at Busch Stadium this year in a variety of ways. There are season ticket plans, party suites, world champion packs, all-inclusive tickets. They're all available right now. The club is loaded with talent, and Busch Stadium will be the place to be this summer.
What a night!
Fans, this is manager Mike Matheny. When I was playing, we never took your support for granted, and now as a manager, I can assure you that we will always appreciate your tremendous support. Let's make it 12 and 12. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
What a team! What a ride!
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
Now is the time to head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center on 2651 Barrett Station Road between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Roads. Sherwood's Forest has just opened a 3,000 square foot tropical and seasonal gift plant greenhouse just in time for Valentine's Day giving. Choose from hundreds of miniature bonsais, lucky bamboo plants, orchids, and bromeliads. For the outside, Bloodgood Maples, Oshio Benny Maples, and Beccari Blue Spruce have just arrived. All installations by Sherwood's Forest are guaranteed for 2 full years. So, for a great selection of tropical plants and seasonal gift plants, head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station, a mile and a half west of I-270, between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Road. Call 314-966-0028 or visit their website at sherwoods-forest.com. Sherwood's Forest, open 7 days per week.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place. Updating it to conform with today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change. And that's why I say go to our website at thomasstairs.com, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com. Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
When we move forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
You just can't beat G&W Meat.
That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965.
Having a party for the big game.
Serve only the best brats to your guests from G&W Meat. G&W has over 30 varieties of sausage made right on site in South City. Visit the shop Wednesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway. Or go to gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
Now at AutoZone, buy one 12-ounce bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner and get another one free. See store for details.
We go to Southern California. Mike Evans is standing by on hold. Give us the scoopage. He's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. We're going to talk a little bit about them in a minute and why you don't want to remodel your kitchen, bathroom, or home entertainment room without at least first talking to Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody.
Come on! Give it up. Good afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Pop quiz question. Who owns the biggest yacht? Tiger Woods? Steven Spielberg or Johnny Depp answer in just a minute. Got a movie review for you. Opening tomorrow, Chronicle. Three high school buddies make an amazing discovery that gives them superpowers.
Yeah.
Well, at first they just sort of have fun with it, with their new powers. But then it gets out of control, and then it gets ugly and evil. Fabulous effects, a great script. This is a really good sci-fi thriller, and I predict this will become a franchise. I believe we'll have several Chronicles after this. Rated PG-13, 84 minutes, excellent movie, Chronicle, 3 stars.
All right.
Super Bowl silliness. More food is eaten Super Bowl Sunday than any other day other than Thanksgiving. By the number, 1.25 billion chicken wings will be eaten.
Yeah.
That's enough enough chicken wings, if laid end-to-end, would circle the globe. I don't know who figured that out, but that's what they say.
I believe them.
Oh, yeah. There will also be 1.3 billion gallons of beer consumed during the game.
Nah, I don't believe that.
No.
Well, that's just over at Dan's house, I think.
Yeah.
TV News, Simon Cowell, he's in hot water. He promised Fox Television that X Factor would beat American Idol, dominate ratings, and make the network millions of more dollars than the year before. Well, none of that has happened. Sponsors are now abandoning ship. So no wonder Simon's firing everybody in sight. Rumor was first that Simon wanted to try to get Mariah Carey. Hello, Mariah Carey. As a judge, I've learned from an impeccable source that's not going to happen. Now I hear that he's interested in trying to get Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston?
Disaster.
Bring Paula back.
I don't even know that Whitney Houston is really... anybody cares about her anymore.
No.
Nope.
I would like to see her back, though. I mean, if she could make a comeback, but I don't know about Whitney Houston being on a weekly show. NBC is spending $30 million on their new show, Smash. Now, if Smash is a smash... see what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll move the network from the number 4 network to the number 3 network next quarter and generate about $450 million more in new revenue.
Oh.
But if Smash flops, they just threw away $30 million.
It's just it's pretty much an adult Glee. It is. Like.
That's a good way to put it. MTV has greenlighted a spinoff show, The Jersey Shore. And they were going to shoot it in Hoboken, but the mayor of Hoboken, Ms. Dawn Zimmer, contacted MTV and said that they were not welcome to shoot in her city. This mayor's an idiot. This show was going to shoot for 6 weeks and was going to generate about $1.25 million a week into the Hoboken economy. She doesn't like the show Jersey Shore, so she just blows all that money that could have gone into the economy. It's ridiculous. By the way, Snooki and JWoww, when they heard about it, they said it wasn't fair. They're being picked on, and it wasn't right.
All right, I'm sure you know what famous person was born in Hoboken.
Other than Frank Sinatra?
No, it's Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay.
Right, you got it.
He's a Hollywood reporter. I'm on top of that.
I
like
should have known.
Steak on a potato.
Yeah.
Odds and ends. Frank Opinion was very upset and hurt, shocked, when he heard that they reported that the Jackson Brothers reunion tour and the Larry King one-man comedy show was canceled.
Yeah, you got that right.
Well, I got good news for my buddy Frank Opinion. Get ready for the William Shatner one-man comedy show.
Oh, man.
It opens in New York this week. It's going to play 15 cities throughout the summer, including St. Louis, coming in July.
And I'm going to say it might very well be really funny.
I hear from Michael Reardon, it is funny. It is hilarious. He sings. He tells jokes. He makes fun of himself.
I bet it'd be good.
I think it might be good. What's not good? And finally,
bring it down.
When it comes to this, Frankie,
bring it down.
Who has the biggest yacht? Tiger Woods, Steven Spielberg, or Johnny Depp?
Tina Novocaine Mouth Del Piet.
I'm going to go with Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
And you mean? What do you got in your
she
mouth?
Went,
there,
she went
girl?
To the dentist today.
Yeah.
She had major dental work done.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You've been there.
What did you have done?
A couple crowns.
Oh, you haven't done... that ain't nothing to you have bone grafting.
She's having that done.
Yeah, that's in a couple
that
weeks.
That's scheduled for 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, that comes up.
More to come. Tiger Woods, you said. Dan?
Johnny Depp.
I'm going to say Spielberg.
I'm going to go Depp.
Tiger Woods yacht is 150 feet long. Depp's is 156 feet long.
Mm.
Stevens is 280 feet long.
Got it.
20 feet short of being the length of a football field.
Wow.
Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'm Mike Kimmerer.
That's like a ship.
Who guessed Spielberg?
I did.
I think I did, too.
Yes,
I think you did.
He got cut out. We had transmission
problems. That Steven Spielberg sounded a lot like Johnny Depp.
Atmospheric interruption, and nobody could hear me guessing Spielberg. Almost 300 feet. A cruise ship is about a third as long as a cruise ship, for goodness sakes. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. So let's just talk about them, shall we? Not everybody right now is in the market for a new kitchen, new bathroom, or a new home entertainment room. Maybe you just bought a brand new house, all right? You're excused from this conversation, or maybe not. What about your parents' house? What about your kids' house that they're in? Maybe the kids got married, they got started, they had to get a house they could afford, and the kitchen, bathroom, whatever, 20 years old. How about this idea? What a terrific thing if you want to help the kids out by helping them remodel the kitchen and or bathrooms. Now, I have known about this years ago. They redid our kitchen, and then a year or so later did the bathroom, and a year or so later another bathroom. There is a little bit of confusion, not a lot, on the parts of some people who mean well, thinking they're going into Thompson Price and going into another place, thinking that maybe Thompson, because it's in the name, is Thompson Price. No, it's not. Used to be. Not anymore. Mr. Price and his crew have no affiliation or association with that company whatsoever. So when you go into the showroom, you should be looking next door at McAllister's Deli. If you're not, you're in the wrong showroom. And they are in a little shopping center about a half mile east of 270 on the north side. That would be the opposite side that West County Center is on. There's a TJ Maxx in there. And as I said, they're located next to McAllister. Like, go in there and look around. Take a look. The problem is, for as beautiful as that stuff is and all you're going to see, that's just a tiny, tiny portion of what's possible in your mind, in catalogs you've looked at, ideas they have. But it'll give you an idea of the quality of the work. So if you're going to do it right. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
With your Golden Oaklanding traffic, here's Tim Gilbert. What's going on, Tim?
Yeah, still some slow spots, but we are starting to ease up around the St. Louis area. Northbound 170 still on the brakes. Scutter up past Airport Road as you make your way toward 270. Westbound 6440. And it's still going to be crowded from Hampton through McCausland, then again 270 out through Mason. Southbound 170, some slow going from the parkway down to I-64, Highway 40. Southbound 270, still tapping the brakes. Olive through Doherty Ferry. And westbound 70, now a little slow going out there in St. Charles County between Highway 79 and T.R. Hughes. Westbound 6440 out in St. Charles County, a little busy making your way off the Daniel Boone Bridge headed toward Highway 94. Traffic is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. It can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center in St. Louis, I'm Tim Gilbert on the Big 550 KTRS.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Call AccuQuote. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Find out how much you can save. Call AccuQuote now for your free quote right over the phone. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Man, what a perfect day for a ball game. I'm starving. Where's that hot dog stand? Hey, what's that guy doing under the bleachers? Looks like he left a bag. Did he forget it? Am I just being paranoid? I don't want to scare the kids, but this just doesn't seem right. Excuse me, officer. Someone just left a bag under the bleachers.
We all play a role in keeping our communities safe. If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities. If you see something, say something is used with permission by the New York MTA.
Again, if you tuned in and heard Tina mumbling and slurring, she's not stoned, she's not drunk, she's just under the influence of Novocaine. Go home, get well, get some sleep. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.
Green and
KTRS St.
From ABC News.